New York City has agreed to a major settlement, $5.9 million, with the family of Eric Garner. He's the unarmed black man who was put into a chokehold and killed by a white police officer on Staten Island a year ago. And today, Garner's mother, Gwen Carr, took a moment to remember her son. And she said that while the settlement is significant, it's not worthy of the congratulations she's been getting from some people.
Don't congratulate us. This is not a victory. The victory will come when we get justice. Then we want to have a victory party.
J. David Goodman is the police reporter for the New York Times, and he joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
First of all, can you tell us what we know about the settlement and how it was reached? How did everyone come to an agreement?
Well, we don't know too much about the details of the settlement. You know, this is a process that exists kind of outside the normal process for a legal settlement. There was no lawsuit filed. This was done entirely with the city comptroller, who has the authority to settle claims against the city before a settlement before a lawsuit has been filed. And so, you know, he met and his lawyers, five lawyers in all, met with the family and their lawyers over the course of the last few months since a notice of claim was filed against the city. And they sort of hashed out this deal. Now, you know, it doesn't include any sort of changes to police practices. And that was the big concern of the family today, was to say, you know, this wasn't about the money. The money is you know, part of it, and is part of sort of them holding the city accountable. But it's not at all the end of sort of their road. And it should be said that there was no possibility of there even being changes to police practices. That's not something the comptroller could help
right.
them with.
Well, so a little bit more about that, because I understand that the city also did not admit any liability whatsoever in the settlement.
That's right, and that's something that too sort of irks the family. You know, when they talk about justice, they talk about, you know, the city admitting some amount of wrongdoing and changing what they do. And you see here, you know, the city paying for the death of Eric Garner, but not admitting that there was any sort of practice there that needs to be addressed.
Mm. Well, can you sort of help us take a step back here and give us a better understanding of how significant the settlement is then? I mean, $5.9 million sounds like a lot, even if it's not necessarily in line with the justice-based goals that the family had. I mean, where does that fit in with other settlements the city has made, or even settlements in other incidences across the country?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, this is actually a very large settlement for New York City in the case of someone who's died at the hands of the police. In fact, the last 10 years of cases like this that you know, were settled over someone being shot and killed by the police. You know, you had Sean Bell, who settled for around $3 million. There's Amadou Diallo in the late 90s, who was gunned down, shot 41 times, or there were 41 bullets fired at him. And in both cases, the settlements were around $3 million. A larger settlement was actually reached in the case of Abner Louima, who did not die but was effectively tortured with a broomstick in a police precinct. And part of the consideration that the city and the families bring to these negotiations is the pain and suffering of the person involved. And one plaintiff's attorney that I spoke to said, you know, it's often it can be easier to extract more money from the city in these cases when the person who has suffered is there to testify and speak about how they experienced the pain. And in this case, you know, sort of ironically, in a case of someone dying, they're not there to speak on their own behalf.
Hmm.
Although it should be said, too, you know, the fact of having a video here that showed Eric Garner pleading for breath, I think, gave a, you know, more force in this case, that you could see, you know, how the man appeared to be suffering. And that could be used as an example of what was going on inside his mind at that time.
Right. So, David, I keep coming back to this idea of that the family says the money is not justice. And whereas a New York grand jury, though, has already decided not to indict the officer who put Garner into that chokehold. But this settlement, does it preclude other inquiries into Garner's death or the possibility of charges?
No, not at all. This is just an agreement with the city that, you know, the family will not pursue a lawsuit. There's still a federal inquiry that's being done that has not rendered any conclusions. And the police department has its own internal investigation that they've completed, but they haven't discussed sort of whether and who might get disciplined as a part of that. Separately, there are inquiries into the behavior of the EMTs who responded and appeared to some outside observers, to not render appropriate aid to him, to Mr. Garner, as he was lying on the ground. And the family did actually independently settle with the hospital that employs those EMTs. They're private. They're not part of the city. But there was a confidential settlement with them yesterday as well, though the amount of that was not disclosed.
Well, J. David Goodman is the police reporter for The New York Times, speaking to us about the settlement reached between the city of New York and the family of Eric Garner. David, thank you so much.
Oh, thanks for having me.